Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies!
All right. We're coming to you from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles, California, with a K, on Tuesday, October 22nd, 2013. I should have taken a look at the stage setup, because the guy that normally sets it up, Jimmy, he's not here this week. And but you know what? I'm turning over a new leaf, and I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to complain that the table is too close to the audience. It's just not even going to come up. Since last I spoke, you listened, I haven't done shit. I just talked to you yesterday. Did you guys see me on At Midnight last night? That was a blast, and hello. What is it, Fashion Week? I should tell the listeners, a girl just walked through, and she seemed like a top model. This is the place to come to meet hot ladies. Doug Loves Movies every Tuesday. It got dark earlier. I mean, it started to get dark tonight, right, Jordan? Yeah, in a few weeks you're going to be standing out there in darkness at 5:30. Yeah, good for you, man. Did I say I'm going to be on At Midnight next Monday? Woo! Yeah, I am. So DVR it or whatever, because you have to watch the premiere of the Pete Holmes show. Yeah, I'm so conflicted. I mean, watch me if you can only watch one. Watch the show I'm on, but if you can DVR it or whatever, do that. Holy shit, my Fun Fest shows in Austin, Texas are going to be exactly that, fun times three, because on Friday night, November 8th, I'm going to be doing a set in a movie theater called the Stateside Theater in downtown Austin with the other acts on the bill are going to be Kyle Dunnigan and Sarah Silverman. And then on Saturday afternoon on the Yellow Stage outside at the festival, I'm going to be opening for Craig Robinson and Tenacious D. Whee! Yeah, I saw both of those guys at Festival Supreme. Both of those guys. You know, Craig Robinson and Tenacious D. Those two dudes. From the corrections department on Talking Dead last Sunday on AMC, I told Chris Hardwick I was in Return of the Living Dead when I'm actually in Return of the Living Dead Part 2. A Freudian upgrade, to be sure. San Francisco, Sunday's Douglas Movies costume party at the Punchline is sold out. Come to Saturday's stand-up costume party instead at 4:20. I mean, we'll have seats. You don't have to stand up, but wear a movie-related costume. We'll play the Leonard Maltin game at the end. Apologies to John Caparulo for last week's year mix-up and Mark Wahlberg mistake. I've never made two massive mistakes like that in the same show, so maybe I need an intervention. But apologies for those mistakes in the Leonard Maltin game, and he'll be back on the show as soon as he wants to be. Also from the corrections department, at Single Walk Run pointed out on Twitter that... You like that name, Baseball Jordan? He pointed out on Twitter that Ricky Lindholm advanced to the Tournament of Championships at Benson Ball when she named Star Wars in negative one names with Mark Hamill, and then she went on to win. So that is correct, and so she's in the mix for the tournament, ongoing Tournament of Championships. Hopefully, I think we're going to do one in December, and another installment of that, get that thing moving along. Because eventually I want to do the Super Duper Championships, where John Hamm will have to go after two regular Tournament of Championships winners. It's going to be sick. I have a serious question for you guys. Is there anyone here tonight under 18 years of age? Please be honest. This is like when you say, you know, when a prostitute says, are you a cop? You have to answer honestly. Applaud if you're under 18 years of age. A gentleman asked, and I assume he's about 42. Emotionally or chronologically. You know what I'm... Legally. Legally. Who's legally under 18? You are? Did you bring a name tag? You did. All right, come up here, please. Something wrong is about to happen. What's your name tag? You made a lovely Zoolander because your name is Zoe Lander. That's nice. Look at that. She says her dad's driving is a shithead. And the reason I'm spoiling all of that is because it's impossible for you to win tonight, because one of the prizes is not allowed to be given to someone who's under 18 years of age. Yeah, that's right. I'm finally going to give out some porn. It's called Doug Loves Movies. But thank you, Zoe. And there's a copy of my album that's probably also not for anyone your age. But thank you for coming. Thank you for being so honest. You look 23. All right, so is that covered? We got all the other 18-year-olds. Jordan, how old are you? All right, so as you can see, the prize bag this week, there's a couple of prize bags, but the first prize bag is a Talking Dead camouflage backpack that I got for being on Talking Dead the other night, which also includes two masks so you don't get infected by the current flu that's going around in the zombie apocalypse. And, of course, you'll get a copy of Gateway Doug. And then also, that is weird. How did that guy get backstage? I think he tweeted to me today, like, can I bring you something tonight? And I was like, sure. Why would you say no? Like, no, don't bring me something. But that's how he got it to me. Oh, I see. It's you. It's one of the guests. You could have just brought it out when you came out. Now I'm going to... What did you want to give me? I'll give it to you. Thanks, dude. Do I have to smoke it right here? Ah, it's a Cuban. But thanks, man. What's your Twitter name?
First Lamb.
What?
First Lamb.
First Lamb. Is that some sort of religious reference?
No, I'm Mariah Carey's biggest fan.
You're Mariah Carey's biggest fan. Like, how was that determined? But my biggest fan, did you have to get on a scale with some other fans? But that is an amazing, you have a Mariah Canklet. How high were you when you had that done? Holy crap. Well, did you bring a name tag tonight?
I do not.
You didn't? Dude, you're going to be pissed. Because you could have won. Someone thinks I have Mariah Carey in this bag. And it's true, I would not give Mariah Carey to someone who's under 18. They would not know what to do with that. Emotionally or chronologically. You know what? Let's have a guest list show tonight. No, the prize is a valued at over $200, a PAX premium vaporizer. Yeah, yeah. The under 18-year-old Zoe is disappointed. You have one of those? Oh, you brought one of those. Holy shit! It's a great thing to fill with nice tobacco products. There's a whole bunch of stuff in this bag, so I'm going to talk to him about it when he gets out here. What is that? Oh, okay. This is an interesting bag of stuff. And then, of course, another guest just handed this through the curtain. Please, everybody, give a big warm welcome to Patrick Moot, Moshe Kasher, and John DiMaggio. Moshe Kasher, returning champion. Yes. He won the Leonard Maltin game last week because he persevered in the face of stupidity. Because I fucked it all up, and you still won, and all the dumb decisions by me are final. So here you are, week two.
The only reason I won is because Greg Proops couldn't name like negative 25 in the sting. So,
all right. You remember it differently than I do. John Caparulo would have gotten a point with Independence Day, but I fucked him over. But, you know, what are you going to do? If he'd have gotten high with us backstage, it was just me and Greg, though. Moshe doesn't smoke.
Sorry. Why are you trying to make the crowd hate me before I start?
You know, if you're a good pot smoker, you don't hate people who don't smoke pot.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah, you just don't want to associate with them.
And now you know. Do, 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 do.
What is this thing you passed through the curtain, Moshe?
Oh, well, I thought you were reading out all the prizes, which is why, and I thought that every podcast needs a few more visual gags on it, so that's why I did that. But it's a fisheye camera that takes 35 millimeter film, and you can take trippy hipster pictures. I get it in this hipster prize pack I get every year for being the top guy.
You're the number one hipster, so you get a prize bag?
Well, so far. It's been 3 years running, yeah.
That's amazing. And Patrick Moot is here, everybody, and he...
Oh, hi.
You may not know him to see him or even remember his name, but he was on the Traverse City Film Festival edition of Douglas Movies with Graham Elwood. And speaking of Graham Elwood... The backpack has a rape whistle attached to it. Because, you know, what you really need in the zombie apocalypse is something that attracts more zombies. But anyway, Patrick Moot is the star of a movie that was playing at the Traverse City Film Festival called Unhung Hero. Right? And it's about how you have a really small dick. And my question is, when can we see it? The movie. When will it be available?
Penis. Grab
for people to watch.
Blue ribbon beers, and I'll be good to go.
Oh, is that the thing in the prize pack that can't be given to an under 18-year-old?
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it's a look at Patrick Moot's penis.
It's true. It's in the bottom of the
bag. Just a quick glimpse, so don't be disappointed, dude who didn't bring a first lamb. And when can people see it?
The movie is available on DVD November 26th. And it's a movie about me trying to make my penis bigger. So
wait, can I ask?
Thank you.
So it's a dickumentary?
It is. No, it's more of a cockumentary, I think.
Fucking dickumentary.
Cockumentary, he just said. If you weren't laughing so loud.
Yeah. Hashtag cockumentary.
Wait, it is a documentary?
Yes, it is.
So you do have a small ass dick?
I like to think of it as more like frequently average.
Guy on the end, once the
on top of everybody. Bang.
I'm a hard worker.
That's brave, man. That's cool.
Thank you. It's brave, stupid, whatever.
How's your pussy eating game?
Oh, it's great. Yeah. I'm a hungry man.
Yeah, you got a good PEG?
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, you know me.
Yeah. That PEG.
PEG.
Johnny D's here, you guys. John DiMaggio.
Hi. Hello.
Voice of Bender, of course. And a million other things. Whenever I look up the Twitter, I'm just like, this guy, you get out of bed in the morning, you know,
get out of
take
bed,
some hits.
Just boom.
And then get on the mic.
He's actually the voice of my penis in the movie.
Totally.
Yeah.
I'm totally doing it.
Now, what does his penis sound like in the movie?
Hey, everybody.
He knows what his dick sounds like.
I know what it tastes like and everything.
Wow.
It's sweet talks.
Going way deep.
So we check on the under 18-year-old. Okay, she's good.
Yeah, everything's
she's
cool.
She's not going to faint like she's watching Obama.
She's learning.
Nope. That was funny as shit.
It was so weird.
Woo!
Like, I don't know why they have people standing right there behind those big speeches.
Because just like,
whenever they faint or go to sleep, that doesn't look like it was a good speech. Looks like that was some bullshit.
So you were so right.
That girl was exhausted from trying to sign up for Obamacare.
Damn.
It did. I love Obama. I voted for him twice. But I definitely saw why people thought it was staged. He was just like, he was talking forward and then just reached behind, grabbed her, was like, you're okay, baby, and just kept it.
It was a real Tom Cruise moment. Like he was a hero immediately. But John, I got a question for you that I wrote down.
Yes.
You got a movie that you want to tell us about.
Oh, yeah. I did a documentary, not a dicumentary, but a documentary called I Know That Voice. And it's about voice actors. And it's about, you know, people that do cartoons, people that do video games. And it's pretty crazy. And we have a big premiere here in Los Angeles on November 6th at the Egyptian. So we're really excited about it, me and my guys.
How should you walk if you go to that theater?
You should walk with pride.
Not like an Egyptian?
Mm. Yeah.
And
totally, you should walk like an Egyptian. What was I thinking?
So people can buy tickets to the premiere even?
Yeah. There's a link that I tweeted to you. It's Indiegogo.com. Go on there and look for I Know That Voice, and it's really exciting. We're doing we're working to raise money for a charity called Charity Water. They develop fresh water sources for developing countries, so it's pretty cool. And plus, if you want to go on the American Cinematheque site and just get the tickets directly, it goes to American Cinematheque, which is, you know, they run the Egyptian Theater and a lot of art houses.
They
here
do
in
good
LA.
Stuff there.
So,
sure.
Yeah. So either or, it's November 6th, and we're really.
And then it's going to be on, they could see it on VOD?
Oh, they could see it on In Demand. If you got Time Warner Cable or Comcast or Cox, I don't know what everybody has here.
Yeah, you don't know. It's not even called In Demand, but that's cool.
In Demand. You can see it on In Demand from December 1st.
Check it out on God Damn It, I Want It.
Yes, exactly. In Demand from December 1st to December 21st. I Know That Voice. I still can't believe that it's actually coming out and.
But what
happening.
A fun thing to watch, seeing the faces of all the amazing voices, and the fact that all of you do so many of them.
Yeah, I mean, we have like
crazy.
Fucking June Foray, man, the voice of Rocky the Flying Squirrel, like, is on it. We have like Judy Jetson.
Okay, well, that was a man, but that's cool.
No,
Rocky's a boy squirrel.
I know, but she's a woman doing it. She also played Granny on Bugs Bunny, like, you know. I mean, like, just all sorts of shit. We interviewed Noel Blanc, who talked about his father, Mel, like a whole bunch.
He didn't talk about other things because his father was the famous voiceover artist.
Yeah.
Be weird if you sat him down and he's like, well, first of all, I'm lactose intolerant.
Yes.
You're a voice in the Penguins of Madagascar?
No shit, yeah.
And Rico.
Rico. I'm the regurgitator. I don't know if any of you guys watch or have kids that watch it or whatever. Yes, there you go. Well, you must recognize my like I regurgitate a lot. That was my.
That's what Rico sounds like when he talks.
He's
unintelligible.
Yes, completely.
Oh,
but then when he sings, he sounds like Michael McDonald.
All right, let's go back to Tiny Dick.
Okay, cool.
He's got a tiny dick. Yeah, yeah. Very small penis.
Yeah. Can I make that a ringtone?
Totally.
Yes. I'm going to get so laid.
You brought a ton of stuff in a bag. What does it say on the bag that you wrote on the bag?
It's the Unhung Survival Kit.
Yeah. And that I have the zombie kit and the Unhung kit. Yeah. So if you got a tiny dick and the zombies start coming.
Yeah, look out, ladies.
You are set. Yeah.
Yeah. There's.
So what's in this? It's a bunch of
stuff? There's a bunch of dirty stuff in there. That is a book about, well, first of all, the first time I was on the podcast, all I brought was a pair of underwear as a gift because I didn't know I was going to be on. So
yeah,
I
wanted Michael Moore put it on the end of a pen and flicked it away like he was a CSI investigator.
It was on the
investigator.
End of a straw, and then he made me trade straws with him, and I drank out of it.
Yeah, what's this book called?
This is called Happiness.
Happiness through the art of penis enlargement.
Yeah, I just got the VO.
Amen.
This is another reason why an under 18 year old shouldn't get this.
No, that's exactly what an under 18 year old needs in his life.
Yes,
he needs to make that little teeny tiny dick bigger.
Head hey, coach.
Man. Hey, man, this brother girl, got his dude. Dick coming out of his pocket.
Yeah, yeah. It does.
See
he's
that
happy.
Shit? He got a dick coming out of his pocket. You need to... Hey, man, you see that shit? He
it's
got a
true.
Dick coming out of the pocket, man.
I didn't write that book either, but I autographed
hey,
it.
Hey, man, shit.
Green M&Ms, I get it.
Yeah, boner pills.
What is this thing?
That's a... Well, okay, so the movie started when I proposed to a girl in public, and it went viral. And that's how the movie started, because the viral video got 10 million views. Those are cock rings or stretchy glasses. This is a public proposal escape
hey,
plan.
Man, this ain't gonna work.
It's got how to make a smoke bomb in it. So.
Well, yeah, you brought a lot of fun, items.
Some 18-year-old is super
stud
lucky.
Extender.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah. Yeah,
it's a penis sheath.
Head coach erection pump.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Wait, did any of it work?
Straight from Penn State. And,
wow. It looks like he used a pump on the rest of his body. He's huge.
Oh shit.
Head coach is giant. No, none of it worked. My goodness.
And John DiMaggio, I can't believe we're like 23 minutes in and I'm still talking about the prize bag. You brought some candy corn.
Candy corn.
Yeah, it's that time of year. And you brought I'd Rather Be Dancing with Babes, Adventure
Jake,
Time.
Adventure Time, Jake the Dog magnet.
Yeah, do a little Jake the Dog for us.
What time is it? Adventure Time!
Sounds like you.
It sounded.
Not so different. And then you signed some copies of Adventure Time comics.
Yes, I did. Yes.
Yeah, this is. Can you guys believe somebody's gonna win? Can I hang on to all this stuff this time?
Man,
except
if there
for the
is,
head coach erection head pump.
Nah, come on, Doug. You
if,
want that?
If there
I don't
is
want
a
that.
Small penis man in here who loves comic books and photography, you are so happy tonight. Oh, there he is. All right. You look exactly like that's true. That's crazy.
Dude, this could be all you tonight.
That's true.
And all you as well.
He looks excited.
I like his name tag, too, because it looks like he has a Tyrannosaurus dick because he's holding it between his legs. Look at that. Look at that penis.
Stop showing off, dude. Jurassic Don't be a dick.
We got to get to the games portion of the show. Yeah. Don't worry about it. You'll be all right. So I'll just say it.
Let the games begin. Oh!
And
are you going to speak?
Let's
like
see your name tags, you guys, and everybody, all the contestants, go pick a name tag you want to play for. There's lots of good ones, and while they do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back. And we're back. It's good to be back. John, who are you playing for?
Super Manny, Wonder Woman-y, and Batman-y.
So Manny.
Manny, yeah.
And
Manny,
he changed all the names on a some sort of Super Friends Christmas record or something?
Is that what this is?
Yeah, okay.
I saw that, and I was like, that's dope, yo.
I said that too.
Word.
Just on the inside.
Mm.
When our friend First Lamb handed me that thing, I said, that's dope, yo.
Word.
Sincere laugh. What are you? Who are you playing for, Patrick?
I am playing for
Sophia. Sophia with a J.
With a
interesting
F I and a J.
Yeah, well, I could live with Sophia with an F and an I in it. But yeah. It's the J that's really
it's the J that's really
concerning me, especially the one that was just given to me by First Lamb.
I couldn't even read
I'm wondering.
It. I can't even read. J. I'm gonna crush this trivia game.
So that's who you're playing for. What is that you brought?
This is a piece of chair. Yeah. This is a piece of chair from Michigan State University.
And it's signed by a bunch of people.
Yeah.
You guys have a podcast and you have everybody sign the arm?
Yeah, it's from a Jewish frat.
All right.
You have a podcast from a Jewish frat?
That sounds awesome.
Whoa. You don't have this podcast.
Yeah, hold up.
But what's it called, the podcast?
Nobody's listening.
Okay.
They're sitting right
Johnny
there.
Johnny D, the human Dropbox.
Oh, shit.
Zikes.
Moshe, who are you playing for?
Well, I'm playing for Jurassic Park, but the backstory is that Patrick, I picked small dick comic book photography fan, and Patrick picked his girlfriend, who you just heard from. So definitely that cock-enhancing stuff is going to that couple.
Bam! They had a problem. We're going to fix it.
Shit.
This is what we're doing tonight.
Wow, 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 wow. I've been really trying, baby. Hold back this feeling so long. Yeah, yeah. And then you feel like fucking you want to do something like this with him and the... Oh, shit.
Yeah, the only thing standing away between you two having a, you know, interesting night...
is...
bag full of interesting things... John DiMaggio.
That's right.
We made an alliance like in Big Brother, so.
It's true.
Well, you get to go first, Moshe, because you did win last week.
All right.
And let me get my, I haven't even pulled the phone out yet. John, while I'm doing that, you were a police sergeant on the newsroom?
Yes, I was.
Do that voice for us.
I'm sorry, sir, what?
Wow.
That's it. I recognize it.
Yeah.
That was it.
I watch everything with my eyes closed.
Totally.
It sounded like a cop.
Right. Totally did.
That was weird.
Yeah. But it was fun seeing you on there. Jeff Daniels.
Jeff Daniels
got to sweet talk a cop into just doing, like, just dropping it.
Yeah.
Like, okay, we won't arrest that guy anymore.
Pretty much.
Just because you talked to me through some glass.
Hey, man, he had 6 Sorkin lines. It was awesome. He put on a fucking school that day. It was awesome. It was so great. I had 1 Sorkin line. He had 6. He was like, it
was awesome. Yeah, your line was just, but,
I
sir.
Was like, up it up and bam. Wow.
Moshe gets to, thanks for filling that time. Moshe gets
Excellent.
To go first. And he gets to pick a category.
You're welcome.
Past and future guest Bob Odenkirk celebrating a birthday today. So the film appearances of Bob Odenkirk. And then JS Box 7000 suggested Swinging in the Rain, and that's movies that have a hanging in them. And the Kevin Inside suggested Breaking Bad, and that's movies with either white, pink, or man in them. Nice, says Baseball Jordan.
I guess I'll pick the hanging one.
Okay.
Popular choice.
Says someone in the crowd. It's like they're all voiceover artists tonight. Johnny?
I got to pick movie, huh? The Omen.
You don't have to do anything yet.
Good. You should have.
I apologize for addressing you at the wrong time.
You should have fucked with me.
You stole my guess. I was going to say that.
Really?
All right. Mm-hmm. There's no guess pre-guessing.
No.
Yeah.
Right.
Stick to the program.
What is this?
But there, you're right. There was a hanging in the Omen. No, this is Moshe gets to hear the clues, and then you guys get to bid. On you've both been on the show already.
I know, man. Just go ahead. Just do it.
I was really drunk.
Okay. Not only were you really drunk, you were sitting next to Michael Moore. How crazy was that?
That was crazy. He was like singing. He was like trying to tell me the answers.
My dad.
Didn't work. My dad. He lives in a mitten.
Cheap Thrills. Okay, 2.5 stars. This movie is from 1982. Yeah, that's right. Not 62. 82, Moshe. It's a movie about two misfits. And the love song from the movie won an Oscar. And it has a hanging in it. And 5, 8, 10 names are listed. How many names do you think you can name this movie in, Moshe?
Oh, 10.
Strong opening bid. Smart opening bid. Now we go to Patrick. And you could say 9 names, 8 names. If you think you know it, you could go real low. Or you could say Moshe Kasher, name that movie. He'll hear all the names in the cast. So I think he'd know it. But you never know.
I'm terrified of him. He's got glasses.
That doesn't make sense, man.
I mean, smart, man.
They're a little too fashionable to make him look smart.
Really? I'm just intimidated by all glasses. Even your sunglasses right now.
Right. Let's play poker.
All right. I'm gonna go 9.
9, he says, yeah. John. So now you can bid lower. You could say Patrick Moot. Name what that motherfucking. You want the clues again?
Yeah, please.
Someone. There was a hanging in this motion picture.
Right.
2.5 stars from Leonard. 1982 is the year. The movie's about two misfits, and it won the film's love song won the Oscar for best song.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you 5.
5, he says, Moshe.
Name that movie.
All right. This is how Moshe wins. This is how championships are won. Too bad the Olympics aren't done that way. You swing on those rings. Here's your 5 names.
What can I do? I'm not smart at this.
Glasses. David Caruso, Grace Zabriskie, Victor French, Lisa Eilbacher, and Lisa Blount.
And this is how I win.
We're all in this movie from 1982. It's got a hanging in it. Name it. Is it called a hanging if someone hangs themselves? I guess so, right? Still a hanging. Extra clue. Point goes to Moshe Kasher. You're not going to come up with it, right?
It was right there.
Hey, look, it's dirty, but it works.
King of New York.
The two misfits were Richard Gere and Deborah Winger in the movies called An Officer and a Gentleman. Yeah. And David Keith hung himself.
In this fucking closet. Yes.
Yes. That's right, because he didn't want to come out of it. Was that why? I forget.
No, he didn't make it as an officer.
Who won the point just now? Moshe Kasher.
Yeah. All right, thanks for the support.
We got you guys. Don't worry about it.
We're trying to help a guy with a small dick, so a little support would be appreciated.
Yeah, come on! What's wrong with you?
Don't look at him. No short dick man. So that means, since Moshe challenged John, we're going to start with Patrick and then go to Moshe. And Patrick gets to pick a category. Rachel K107 suggested federal shutdown back when it was actually happening. And that's movies where Americans are held hostage. And then Double X Goots Double X suggested Man with One Red Shoe. And that's films where someone is shot in the foot. And Schmelz is Dead suggested Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, and that's movies that take place in Seattle.
Ooh.
Which one of those would you like to play, Patrick?
I'm from Seattle, but I don't know anything.
Try these glasses on.
Let's see.
There you go.
It's all so clear now. I'll take Seattle. I'll take that, the last one. I'm not
any
smarter.
Do those look good on him?
It doesn't. I feel like I'm crushing it.
I can't figure it out.
Yeah.
You look much more handsome without them, Moshe.
Oh, I do?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Doug, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Or wait.
I'm a sweetheart.
No. I wear them all the time.
Oh, you look all.
Yeah, I'm just saying, rethink that shit.
All right.
Get some contacts.
Thanks, Doug.
You're welcome. And by that, I mean meet some people in the industry.
That's why I'm doing this podcast.
Oh, yeah, he's going to hook you up with some voiceovers, aren't you, Johnny?
No, not for that. I want to get into the small dick documentary genre.
Oh, there you go.
Bam. I've got a corner on the market right now. So.
Did you pick a category yet, Tiny?
Yeah, I'm going to... Well, yes, Doug, I have.
What? Which one?
I can't remember.
Seattle?
Yeah, Seattle.
Okay. This movie that takes place in Seattle is from 1992. 2.5 stars from Leonard. He says this movie is about life in Seattle. he also says, oh, this is interesting. Tom Skerritt and Peter Horton have amusing cameos in this movie. Yeah, if you could remember that, that would cinch it for you. And then Leonard lists 12 names. How many names do you think it'll take for you to figure it out? Patrick, unhung hero, moot.
Thanks.
Trying to plug the movie, man.
It's my favorite number, so I'm going to go with 12.
It's like kind of sort of number you dream about.
Yeah. It's the metric system.
Oh, I see. Moshe?
What's the year again?
The year is right now or in the game?
Right now.
Now is two Ocean's 13. But this is 1992.
92. Mm-hmm. All right, 9?
Mm-hmm. John? Perfect time to crack a cold one. Shit's getting intense.
I'll go 8.
I mean, guys.
Patrick?
Seven. I can't count. Don't even need glasses.
What am I to do? I mean, it's obvious. Name that movie. I have to do it.
Does he get this seat all the time, dude? That's the seat, man.
That's why we changed the order. We changed the order. He just does it to whoever's next. Yeah, it's just his style.
It's not my style. I'm bad at this game.
Wait, who's naming it? You're naming it.
You're naming it.
You're naming it.
Moshe's going to say name it. Have you said it yet?
I said it, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so you get 7 names.
Okay.
So I think you might be able to pull this off.
Yeah. Thank you, Doug.
All right.
For believing in me.
2.5 stars. Life in Seattle. 1992. And your 7 names are Tim Burton.
Oh.
Ali Walker.
Oh.
Camille Gallardo or something like that, but that's not going to affect the outcome. Devin Raymond. James LeGros. Bill Pullman. And Jim True are your 7 names for this movie from 1992. Takes place in Seattle. Say it out loud. We'll all be proud.
But, so now I name the movie.
Hmm?
Okay.
Yeah.
Life in Seattle?
You know, I almost picked Sleepless in Seattle, but I was like, that would be stupid.
Wouldn't that be stupid?
It would. And that's not what it is.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I
do you have a real guess?
No, I don't.
You can't. So you, how long ago did you live in Seattle? Like you were living there in 1992?
Yeah, but I was like.
You didn't know about movies that took place there.
I was not. Is it Judge Dredd?
How old were you then? Is it Judge Dredd?
Wow.
That was shot
That's my
in
favorite aspect of Judge Dredd is that it depicts life in Seattle.
I know. It does.
Seattle.
That's why
Seattle.
He's all mad and wearing Seattle. The mask, because he's bummed out from Seattle. And it's you haven't seen the director's cut, obviously, of Judge Dredd.
Moshe Kasher wins again, ladies and gentlemen.
Damn it!
Bullshit.
The movie.
Sorry.
The movie also stars Bridget Fonda and Matt Dillon, and it's called Singles. Singles with Pearl Jam was in it as another band. They
sounds
were
made
like,
up.
Tricky Dick or something.
It's not. From
it's a really
it's
famous movie about Seattle.
Not that famous.
Thank you, Dan.
I understand if somebody hasn't heard of it, but
it sounded like Judge Dredd.
You know, if there was a second place prize, I'd give it to you.
Thank you.
I have a question for John DiMaggio before we go, because we got a couple minutes left.
All right.
Would you come on my show, Getting Doug with High, where we live stream me and my guests just smoking weed for the whole show? That's tough to do, right? Because you're on so many children's programs.
Children's shows. I don't think that would sit well with the network.
Yeah, you think?
Nah.
Okay.
Zero, Doug.
I just want to get on the record about it, because people will write to me on Twitter, you should have him on that show.
Yeah, but that shit.
Because that would be fun to have you on there, man.
That'd be great to not.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Sure.
Don't feel bad.
All right.
Yeah, lots of people have turned it down for that reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Molly Cyrus won't do it. Actually, she won't stop.
Yeah, I know. Jesus
She
Christ.
Won't stop doing it.
No, I'd love to do it, but I can't.
Okay. That's fair. Moshe, can you come back next week?
Yeah, if I'm wanted. Oh, thanks, guys. Thank you.
It would make me so happy if you came back week after week after week and never actually guessed the name of anything.
I'll tell you what,
we just sandbag the other guests every time. You're just always like, name it.
My prediction is the first time I go ahead and guess is the last time that I'll be here in this streak.
You never know. Did you have any idea what that movie was?
I did know what the movie was, but I didn't know its name. But I knew that it was the one with like Matt Dillon or whatever in it about dating in Seattle. I did know that.
Yeah, yeah. Campbell Scott, Kira Sedgwick.
Don't rub it in.
Yeah, those aren't people. Those aren't real people. Are you serious?
That's what Dick Clark used to do at the end of the pyramid is he'd come over when the contestant lost and he'd suggest more, you know, he'd say more clues until they got it and then make them both look like they fucked up and, you know, look how easy this is.
Yeah, you're a real Dick Clark, Doug.
Do you have any plugs, Moshe?
Yeah, I'll be at the Sacramento Punchline this weekend, and then November 2nd, I'll be at the High Watt in Nashville, and then I'll be in New York City at the UCB on the 9th of November, and then Caroline's the weekend after, so come see me.
Wow. That was some plugs. That was serious. Thank what you. About you, Patrick?
I got this penis movie. It's coming out. November 26th, Unhung Hero on DVD. Check it out. It's going to be huge. It's going to be huge.
So the happy couple wins all this stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, come over here and get your prizes.
That's right.
Jurassic Park. There you go.
Enjoy that pleasure chest.
There it is.
Don't talk to him, talk to her.
Yeah, enjoy that pleasure chest. She looks so excited.
Oh, she's hugging it.
That she's is hugging so adorable. All those sex toys and
comic books and
yeah, and packs.
It's
quite a bag of stuff.
It's all secondhand.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. I just realized something great is that I gave you guys a fisheye camera, so your dick is going to look huge.
Oh!
This is awesome.
That's awesome.
You're going to crash Instagram.
That's one of the most awesome things ever.
Instagram doesn't stand a chance. Yeah. Crash the internet.
Is there a shithead on the back of the album?
No.
No. So who is this?
Inside.
Oh, Inside. Aren't you fancy?
Ooh.
Yeah. What?
Look out!
Some nuts are going to jump out of this thing. Oh, I see.
Oh, yeah, right?
Yeah. His gesture for Inside was like this whole thing open. No, you mean pulled the album out. This is what you should have done. Yeah, there you go. You don't need to touch it. Leave Patrick alone. Let's just trust him that it's small. How big are all of us? Let's go down the line. Let's make him feel better. I'm insanely average.
I'm above, just above, big balls. Really big balls.
I just wanted length. Why do I care?
Because it's the whole thing. You got to talk about it. If you're going to talk about it, it's got, you can't just, you know, like, no, you got to plump, you know, just fucking right there.
That's I've been dumped saying. Because of the size of my balls.
That's true. Oof. Dude, oh, man.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Because they were so small?
He's trying to promote his movie.
No, because they were ginormous.
Oh, you have really big balls.
Huge.
Wow.
Oh, so they're so big it just makes your dick look small.
It does. It's like a...
Okay, that's great. So it's an optical illusion.
No. Yeah, he's got a regular dick and just giant balls.
That's why I'm grateful for my tiny balls.
Yeah. It's like a...
Really offsets things nicely.
It's like a chihuahua on a down comforter.
Yeah, Moshe, you can plead the fifth if you want. I didn't really mean to make everybody confess.
No, I mean, look, it's not long, but it's very, very thin. So that's that's a thing.
Some ladies like a little swizzle stick action. Yeah.
I mean, but
you
I
can really move around in there.
Yeah.
Give me that thin cock.
I come
the thin cock.
I come like lightning though, yeah. So it sort of makes up for it. I mean, oh, I come like instantaneously. Wow. Sometimes I've not even arrived in it, and then boom.
That's why they call him Slim Lightning.
Slim Lightning.
Slim Lightning. Look out, storm's coming. But it's gonna be real quick. Slim Lightning. Pow!
Under 18. Like, get the fuck out of here.
No, I mean, I wear glasses that make me less attractive. How big do you think it is?
Oh, I love this. This is great.
One more round of applause for all of my guests. Moshe Kasher, we'll see you next week.
I know
Patrick
that voice.
Moot.
I know that voice.com.
Johnny DiMaggio. Thanks. What?
I know that voice.com.
I know that voice.com. Yeah, yeah. A fascinating documentary. I can't wait to see it. I'll be there at the Egyptian.
Excellent. Great.
And I'll be at your home when it comes on VOD. And,
huh?
What happened? Say, oh, your God.
Oh, your God.
She wanted me to do Bender. I haven't done Bender all night.
Hey, does anybody else have any requests? Shut the fuck up.
Yes. It's time to play America's favorite game show, Shut the Fuck Up. Hi, what's your name, darling?
Thank you, everybody, for coming. And as always, I disagree with one of these. You guys figure it out. As always, anyone who thinks Obamacare is a good idea is a shithead. And
very popular sentiment at the UCB theater.
And TJ Fraser's a shithead. I don't agree about TJ.
Is you and Cowboys fix it, Cocky? There's no room in his heart.